Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Way back in episode 50, I talked about cord cutting. Now, back then, I was still on basic cable because the wife wanted something to watch on a, you know, on a somewhat regular basis. And back in 2013, I don't remember what we were paying for basic cable. It may have been $20. It may have been a little bit more than that. But over the years, Comcast kept raising the rates. And it's, you know, and in fact, sometime last year, my wife finally said, when it got to $35 a month, my wife was like, you know, this just doesn't seem like it's worth the cost. And so I'm ready to now explore just getting Netflix and being done with it. And so sure enough, I called Comcast and they're, you know, it's like, well, that price is not going to go down. It's probably just going to keep going up every year like it had been. And so we dropped it and honestly, like my pocketbook's been that much happier because I think Netflix is only about half that cost. And now my kids probably consume Netflix more than my wife does. It turns out my wife really turns on the television anymore, pretty much like the way I've been for most of my life. Even when we had the television, about the only thing I'd watch is sports. And that's pretty much still all I watch is sports. It's, I'm an NFL fan. I'm also, I'm watching the XFL now as well. And, you know, there are ways to watch that. If all you're doing when you're cutting the cord, which is what I hear people talk about, if all you're doing when you're cutting the cord is you are replacing the cable company that you're still most likely paying for internet. If you're switching that to say Hulu or all of these different services, you're not really cutting the cord. You're just changing who you're giving the money to, and you might be getting a better deal or you might not. Personally, I think it's a much better thing to, when you talk about cutting the cord, is to just stop watching the content. And it's kind of what I said back in episode 50. To me, cutting the cord means turning all that stuff off and not watching it all the time. And, you know, and yeah, you'll miss out on things from time to time. The reality is that it's the cognitive load of figuring out what to watch. And this is actually why my wife doesn't watch television, because it used to be that when we had the broadcast channel, she could just turn on the television and there was a few enough channels that she could figure out, okay, well, this is what's on, I'll just watch this, right? So it was fairly low effort. Now, in order to find something either on Amazon Prime or Netflix, there's a cognitive load to try and figure out, okay, what am I going to watch? You have to sit there and search through all the programs to figure out, okay, this is the thing I'm going to turn on. And honestly, I had the cognitive load issue with just five channels, much less 500 or the infiniteness of the internet. And honestly, I just feel like that there's much more interesting things to consume in terms of podcasts or even making podcasts. I think that's much more a better use of time than listening to something that comes out of the mainstream media these days. And honestly, yeah, cutting the cord, I think, is if we really want to cut the cord, that's what you got to do. It's turning off your television. It's not watching all this content, and it's also maybe not spending so much time on social media or on your phones either. And I'm not perfect at this. I mean, it's part of my job, of course, to manage some of this stuff. And so I spend time on it, but there are times when I don't do it, and I'm very aware of the fact that other people are doing it. And it's a very pervasive thing. And it's like, yeah, we're all slaves to screens still. All we've done is changed one screen for another screen that we carry around in our pocket that can entertain us 24/7 and gives us this weird dopamine hit when we find something that's kind of cool. And I find myself doing mindlessly scrolling too. And it's like, okay, I need to put this down. And I mean, I even heard Vinny Tortorich the other day on his podcast saying that he was catching himself doing this. And he's like, this is not who I want to be. I don't want to be doing this. And so, he's planning to do a digital detox once a week or something. So he's away from it. And Vinny's always struck me from listening to his podcast and stuff. He's always struck me as a down to earth guy. He makes his living down the internet. So he can't completely cut the cord from the internet. That's how he gets his coal down the fire and train down the track kind of thing. You know, it's that's something that I don't think I make my living on the internet too, so I understand that you can't completely get away from the internet, but you can certainly minimize your exposure to it, and you know, maybe spending less time on certain social medias. And I mean, I find that I spend less and less time, you know, scrolling through social media anymore because there's just a lot of toxic stuff out there, and I take some effort to block a lot of it, you know, that this stuff that's not helping my brain or whatever. But I think we could all do with a detox or going off the grid or, you know, even temporarily whatever, and just get away from it all, because I think it's actually making things worse. I think it's making us worse as humans, and we all need to be better humans. I think that's something that we can all improve and find some way to do better in our community with those around us and so on. And I don't think that being on social media necessarily helps all of that. Maybe you might be able to connect better with people in your local community because of it. But at the end of the day, I think the face to face is a much better way to be. It's a less toxic environment for sure. And I think we need to stop being slaves to our screens. When you cut the cord, you really should be just getting rid of the content in general, because I don't think that content is helping us at the end of the day. I think a lot of it is hurting us, and so that's how we have to. This is how we're going to reclaim our sanity, I think, is by collectively consuming less, not just content, but of physical things too. I mean, I look around my office, and I've accumulated a lot of stuff, and I've gotten rid of some stuff, but I still, there's still just more stuff, right? It just seems to come in. So, I think we could all use a detox of some sort. And, I need to do my own once a week detox, but I think it's going to be kind of hard just because of my particular situation. But I can do it. It's for sure. I mean, given all the other changes I've made in my life, I don't doubt that I could potentially make that change, and just have to do it. I think we could all use to cut the cord a bit and quit being slaves to our screens.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.